Hello, and welcome to This Is The Way podcast. My name is Zach Way, and I'm the host of this short and simple podcast that typically focuses on a fruit of the Spirit, a passage of Scripture, and a spiritual discipline. Right now, we're in the middle of a 12-week study on the spiritual discipline of simplicity. And before we get into that, I'm going to talk today a little bit about, I guess, a little pet peeve of mine. Because, you know, a good rant is just good, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'd rather not really focus on negative things. Always like to have a positive spin on things and don't just tear things down for the sake of tearing things down, but I tear things down because there is something better that those things are getting in the way of. And I think the same kind of thing holds for simplicity, at least the Christian discipline of simplicity. Christian simplicity is not asceticism. It's not just getting rid of stuff in order to get rid of stuff and live like this beautiful Pinterest-worthy life. No, Christian simplicity is about ridding distractions and things that get in the way so that we can love others more effectively and more fully. It is so that we can serve others. We simplify our lives so that we can serve others more effectively. Because when we're so caught up with ourselves and trying to live this like picture perfect life, guess what? We're not serving people. We're not loving others well. We're focused on ourselves. So let's get rid of all of those dumb, stupid distractions. And yeah, let's get rid of the selfish side of simplicity too, in order to serve others more effectively. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7, it says, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as the one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So in this little section, 1 Peter chapter 4, 7 through, what is that? 11? 7-11? In that little section, it talks about being sober-minded and self-controlled. Being sober-minded is not allowing yourself to be controlled by other external outside forces. And then it says we should love each other. Above all, love each other. Well, how do we love each other? In verse 9, he says show hospitality to one another. Hospitality is a Christian practice that is so much easier when we also engage in the spiritual discipline of simplicity. Yeah, hospitality is hard. Like, it's not. Some people definitely have that gift. Everyone, though, is called to show hospitality. And hospitality becomes so much easier when your schedules and your homes and your brain is not so full of junk. When you have the emotional space to welcome someone into not only your home, but also into your heart. And that only happens when you are able to focus most on the things that matter most. When we began these 12 weeks of simplicity, we started with the heart and we answered questions that were surrounding purpose. Well, now we're going to start with the heart of the home. So let's get a clear purpose on that. But first, let's do a quick recap Simplicity is an external manifestation of an inward conviction. Simplicity is not focused on less, it is focused on more. More of the stuff that matters most, less of the bad, but more of the good. Focusing on more of what matters most is the purest form of simplicity. Now, it's said that the dining table is the heart of the home. This is where people gather and they have a conversation and they eat. And if you look at any celebration, at least in America, there's always some sort of food involved. It's like we can't meet without having food. Food draws people together, and it helps us to slow down. When TV dinners became a thing, TV trays replaced the dining table, and TV replaced meaningful conversations, and a good home-cooked meal was replaced with a prepackaged frozen tray. And that sounds pretty bad. Distractions like TV dinner prevent us from living a full and a complete life. But we as a society are way past TV dinners. We carry around a supercomputer in our pocket that most people never turn off and they even sleep with. If TV dinners started to tear apart the fabric of the family, then what are our phones doing? Do you remember Kinfolk? Well, maybe it's still going on. Maybe they're still publishing magazines. I remember when it started. There's glossy pictures of a group of models all outfitted in super expensive, trendy clothing, seated in nature, eating home-cooked food with the rustic place settings. Everything looked so perfect and also super unrealistic, at least for me, in my season of life. But the point, I think, was to slow down and to focus on family, friends, and food. It was basically like a hipster version of a country song. All you needed to do was just add some tobacco, some trucks, and some generic beer. Well, kinfolk might have been on to something. See, dinner is important, breakfast is important, and lunch is important. The conversations that we have surrounding meals are important. They are teaching and learning and training times that are full of debate and arguments and feelings and emotions, and they help us to slow down and process our thoughts and unwind from the day. The kitchen and the dining table are the heart of the home. And if you're like most Americans, we're slowly losing our heart. So, let's simplify. What is the purpose of your dining room and kitchen? And is it aligned right now? What is your vision for meals? What is distracting you from that vision? What gets in the way? At the kind of beginning of COVID, I heard a winery owner on the news trying to promote his wine and buying wine instead of just going to bars or tasting rooms because they were all closed. And he said, $25 is a small price to pay to keep the ones that you love at the table for another 30 minutes to an hour. And I keep thinking about that because what would you do to keep the ones you love at the table just a little bit longer? Now, this might look a lot different for a lot of us, but here's some general tips on how we can simplify kitchen and dining room in order to serve others and show hospitality a little bit more effectively. Number one, no phones at the table. Number two, pick a question of the night to discuss. Three, read a Bible passage at the table. Four, invite friends for a potluck. That way you don't have to prepare as much and everyone likes bringing just a little something. Five, have wine or a special drink. Six, have rotating weekly meals. You literally cannot go wrong by incorporating Taco Tuesday into your schedule. And yes, that will help you simplify because you know what you need. You need the same things every week. Number seven, purge your freezer, fridge, and pantry. Number eight, keep kitchen items where they are most used and accessible. Number 9, eat more natural. Make more from scratch and involve the family. Number 10, basic meals are fine. Don't try to be fancy if you really don't want to be. If you're extra, then be extra. But if you're trying to impress others, stop. Frozen pizza, carrots, and grapes are still a good meal, at least in my book. Number 11, clean as you go. Don't let dishes pile up. Number 12, the dinner table isn't just for dinner. Break out a card game. I hope that this was helpful for you as we simplify our living and our dining rooms this week. Remember that the reason why we simplify is in order to serve others, spend more time together, and slow down. And I hope that that is helpful for you this week as we're working on the heart of the home. As always, if you have a thought or a prayer request, please click the link in the show notes and you can leave a voicemail or you can send me an email. If you think that this is helpful, please share it with a friend. And if you wouldn't mind, just leave a review on iTunes. That helps people find this and hopefully helps some more people simplify their lives a little bit more. Anyways, that's all for today. Keep it simple, friends.